Mike and Trisha Mornings Podcast. Real, live, local.
So I've got my fat pants on. I'm going to eat very little for breakfast.
Oh, that. Okay.
I'm going to eat nothing for lunch.
I thought you were going elsewhere, but now I know where you're going with that.
And I'm going to eat, no lunch.
I've worked with you long enough to know that. Okay.
So, yeah. I'm ready, man.
You've never been able to eat everything.
I've done my best. I really have. I think out of 15 different things, I do manage to get through at least 10.
Really?
But I can honestly say I managed to drink all of the wine pairings.
Oh, yeah, well. Maybe you should start with that at a Taste of El Paso. Maybe you should start at the bar.
Well, you know, you can get 10 of them.
Well, so. Yeah, you see.
All right there, man.
Yeah. You can have 20. You can have my 10.
Nice. Yeah. Very good. Yeah. Very good.
And then we'll see how you come in Friday morning.
With a baseball cap for sure.
And sunglasses.
And a onesie that I sleep in, you know, my little winter onesie that I sleep in.
and then like when you start getting a migraine, you'll tell me to make sure everything is down low.
Yes.
And you'll
turn
tell
off
me to
the
shut
lights.
Up.
I know.
That's what you tell me.
I don't tell you to shut up. I do tell you to but yeah. I never say shut up. You know, I don't like that word. I don't like that phrase, shut up.
It's
so ugly.
Well, you've said that about stupid, but you've used it lately a lot.
Stupid?
Especially when you so impolitely refer to our president with that word.
Now,
you know, for somebody who's always defending our president and his office, no matter who he is.
I do.
You've been very, very hard on President Trump.
I think
you've been calling him stupid lately. I'm waiting for you to start using moist and panties.
Around him, never. Never. Not a chance, honey.
He'll be the one telling you after he grabs you in the...
Right, exactly. I think I was pretty tough on Obama, too.
No, yeah, but you never called him stupid.
Oh.
No, you've never called a sitting president names before.
Okay.
Never.
And not a name.
Never in the years that I have worked with you. How many have we had? Maybe three? Never have you called him names like that.
I didn't call him a name. I'm saying that his actions are stupid.
You're saying he's stupid.
Sure. Yeah. I'm saying he's stupid, but I've never called him a name.
Yeah. Well, like
and
I said.
And when I...
Never
when
done
I
done that before, though.
When I talk about him in a news story, I always start out with President Trump. And then I go on to his last name because that's the style book when you're a journalist.
I know that, but you still
but
call
I did
him
get
stupid.
I did catch some grief about that from a listener one time.
As well, you should.
Yeah, they said that I didn't call him President Trump, and I said no. I always call him President Trump first.
Yeah.
And then I just use his last name because that's standard.
Well,
I mean,
sure,
if you say Mike Martinez, and then you go later on in the story. You just say Martinez.
Right.
You know.
Right, yeah.
So that's pretty standard. That's pretty standard. Okay, I agree.
Or the defendant.
Yeah,
or,
sure.
You know, whatever.
The defendant. Wow, really? Yeah. You're going there? Wow. Is there something you need to tell us? Is there something we don't know yet?
Yes. Yes. There
You're
was.
You're like, I mean.
There is. There is.
The defendant. Okay. Well,
but look, I was just an actor in Judge Bonnie's Place. Kiss FM. Okay. Let's look over the list of celebrities you share your birthday with today.
Okay, you share your birthday with this couple. He's 44, she's 37. They're married. He used to be married to Jessica Simpson. I think they're expecting their third baby soon.
That would be Nick Lachey and Vanessa Lachey, former, I think it was Vanessa,
Manilo. Yeah.
What an adorable girl that is. You
she
know, they
is.
Were both on Dancing with the Stars this season, and they were eliminated a week apart.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Nick went first, and then the day before Halloween, Vanessa was eliminated. But in the time that I did see her on Dancing with the Stars, what an adorable chick. I can
totally
see why he was drawn to her. She has got a tremendous sense of humor.
Yeah, she's super sweet. I've seen her before. She does some stuff for Entertainment Tonight. And sometimes she's on E and she does other stuff. I think it was a few months back that she did a guest stint on TMZ. On TV, and she was hilarious.
Isn't she, though? She's got a great sense of humor.
She really does. I really like her a lot. 44 and 37. And you also share your birthday with this 66-year-old actor who's best known for originating the role on TV of the Incredible Hulk.
The Incredible Hulk before or after? Was it Incredible Hulk when he was cool or Incredible Hulk that we did not like when he was angry?
When you did not like when he was angry.
Dan, that would make him Lou Ferrigno.
Yep, because I think the other one that when he was the Dr. David Bannister, yeah. I don't think he's still with us.
No, Bill Bixby. Oh, that's right. Bill Bixby's dead.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah,
so. That's right. You remember how the TV show had two theme songs?
Yes.
You remember that? This was the beginning of the Incredible Hulk.
I love that music.
Sounds like an inner struggle among TV theme songs.
Yes.
And then this was the really sad ending credits. The official title is The Lonely Man.
Oh, and you would see him walking away.
Yes.
Into a rain-soaked street. Pulling his coat around him.
Yeah, trying to hitch a ride.
Yeah.
No one's stopping for him.
Oh, I remember that.
That would make me angry, and I would turn into the Hulk again.
You're like, it's raining, people. You can't bother to pick me up.
Right?
Gah.
I saw an interview one time with Lou Ferrigno, who, by the way, was in town not that long ago for one of those comic cons. And he was being interviewed by TMZ. And he said, this is according to Lou Ferrigno, he said that the reason, because Bruce Banner was the original name.
Oh, okay.
But that CBS, when they turned it into a TV show, went with David Banner because they thought, and I quote, Bruce sounded too gay. No, that's what he told TMZ.
Really?
That's what Lou Ferrigno told TMZ.
That's hilarious.
Yes, the CBS honchos thought Bruce sounded gay.
And see, I think Bruce, because of Bruce Jenner, because he's like, you know, the manly dude who won all those gold medals.
Right.
I think Bruce is like an ultimate, you know, manly kind of name.
Right, until you get to the ending credits of Bruce Jenner's life.
Well...
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, just something I thought I would share with you because, well, the more you know.
Sure. Kiss FM.
Here's what's trending now.
It's a video of Judge Rangel. And it's like a mock video that she produced or she had produced a few years ago because... she wanted some kind of a retirement plan, is how she explained it to the El Paso Times. It was a retirement plan.
Right.
Because according to Judge Rangel, friends and colleagues have always told her she could be the next Judge Judy.
Right.
Here's one of those mock courtroom moments.
Commissioner, did you see the smiley face on Chuck's penis?
Oh, yes. Yes, Your Honor.
Did you know that happy face Chuck kills his lovers?
Happy face Chuck. Yeah, that was one of the mock courtroom moments on her video.
You know, it's I think the thing that kind of gets everybody is the voice.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
I don't know about the next Judge Judy, man.
I'm thinking
I don't know. Because Judge Judy is mean.
She's mean and she's like, you know, she's like, and she's tough and she's like real, you know, real brash and real, you know, whatever.
Right. Right.
But when you hear Judge Rangel talk about it, you're like,
right. She's trying to like mother them, you know?
This seems an NC-17 rating.
Judge Judy at all. Not at all. Kiss FM. Wow. Kevin Spacey.
Dude,
actor
talk about
Kevin Spacey.
Talk about fall from grace.
You know, I do not think that his career is going to recover.
Oh, no. There's no way.
If not ever, then not anytime soon.
Yeah, no.
Because now another allegation of sexual harassment has come out. And this one is just as bad as the other one. Because this one, the kid was 18.
Right.
And it was very recent.
It was last year.
It wasn't just, you know, it wasn't like 4 or 5 years
ago. Yeah, this was within the statute of limitations.
And it was one of those where, you know, he put a lot of drinks into the kid and then started groping him.
And the kid's mom is a former news anchor. I think it's in Boston or something. And
yeah,
she came forward and she talked about it and she said, look, yes, my son told him that he was 21 and he shouldn't have done that, but that doesn't matter. You're not supposed to get somebody stinking drunk and then shove your hands down their pants without their permission.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And then did you hear like Charlie Sheen's been accused of harassment as well now?
Charlie Sheen and Mariah Carey, and Charlie Sheen is going to make your jaw drop. On Wednesday, Charlie Sheen was accused of sexually assaulting Corey Haim.
No. Now, Corey's alluded to this for years.
Yes. He said
that he's never called out the person that he allegedly was a groped by or whatever by.
No. He said that Charlie Sheen raped him when he was 13 and Charlie was 19.
What?
Yes. On the set of a film.
Wow.
Yeah.
And Mariah Carey, what's all that about?
Mariah Carey, the one of the security guys that used to work for her, says that she did things like she would say that she wanted to be surrounded by black guys, not white guys.
What?
And that she also would commit sexual acts with the intent that they be viewed by this guy. He says that
Who is this guy?
His name is Michael Anello.
But what is he?
He's a security guard.
Oh, he was one of her security
guards. Yeah, he was one of the security guards. And he says during a trip to Cabo San Lucas, Mariah asked him to come to her room to move some luggage. And when he got there, she was wearing a see-through negligee that was wide open.
Stop it.
He says he was like, oh my, I'm sorry. And he tried to leave, but she insisted that he stay and move the luggage. And then he said,
"Was that code for something?"
I know. No. He said he finally left the room and that there was no physical contact, but that she would do that kind of stuff all the time.
Wow.
She would call him to a room and she would be doing something.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
So, of these three, which one do you find the most likely that the story, I'm not saying the stories are false in any way, shape, or form, but like when I heard about Kevin Spacey, my jaw didn't drop because he always looked to me like there was something skeevy about
him. Yeah.
Charlie Sheen, we all know Charlie Sheen's history.
Yeah, Charlie does a lot of drugs. And Mariah?
Mariah, I always thought Mariah was, you know, very into herself and all, but she didn't strike me as the type that would.
Mariah's got the reputation that she doesn't sleep around.
Yeah.
That she's very like, you know what, put a ring on it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And that she's very like, that's not her.
Right.
You know? I mean, but
But she is very narcissistic.
But she's very sexy and she's very narcissistic.
Did you hear that supposedly allegedly she had bariatric surgery?
Oh, that's what they said. Yeah.
Is there any truth to that one at all?
Well,
I don't even know who the source is. I just remember seeing the headline.
There's a couple of different sources.
That supposedly, allegedly, it was because she was getting a lot of hate on the internet about her body shape.
Yeah, because when she showed back up to her Las Vegas residency, people were going, "Yo, girl, you need to push away from the table."
And also because she couldn't keep up with the dancers any longer.
Right, right. And so she said that they said that she got the sleeve thing done.
Is there any truth to that?
There's a not so reliable, but still sometimes reliable British tabloid says that they can come up with the timeline where she was last seen in public to where she's now being seen in public, and it's basically the same timeline. Mm-hmm. So they're saying, yes, there's that gap of time
where
that could
be,
make it conceivable.
Right.
And the fact
that conceivable.
Conceivable.
Hello.
And that she also, dropped this enormous amount of weight so quickly.
Huh. Hey, I know someone like that.
I do too.
Somebody in the hallways.
Yeah, with some teeth issues.
Makes me wonder.
Hmm.
But you know, if when I see pictures of Mariah, I might even consider that myself. Maybe not, if not a sleeve, then for sure the cuff.
The cuff?
Yeah, you know, something a little smaller than a sleeve.
Okay.
Like just a cuff.
I wish you guys would just like eat properly.
It
worries me that you want to do that. I mean, I know that they're safe and I know that whatever, but it changes your life.
It does. It does.
Do you really want your life changed that much?
So is exercising and eating properly. And it sounds like too much work. Way too much work. So. Either way, my life is changing, girl. So why can't it change easier?
Right? Okay.
Okay? All right, then. Stop worrying. Kiss FM. A couple of things trending locally. Number one, let's start with Bowie.
Bowie. Oh, man, I know.
Yeah. You know, La Bowie was trying to set a Guinness Book of Records for, like, the biggest alumni reunion, like, ever.
Right.
Right? High school reunion.
Yeah.
They needed to break the record. They needed like 3,800 people to break the record. Mm-hmm. Former Bowie alumni to show up and break this record at Sun Bowl Stadium this Saturday. Come to find out, they canceled a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
When they, you know, did the numbers and they were like,
"It's not gonna happen.
We're like nowhere near."
I'm totally shocked. of a, you know, the, most there's some schools that you know people are gonna turn out for. I always thought Bowie was one of them.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the second local attempt, by the way, at breaking that world record. El Paso High tried it a few months ago when they were celebrating their 100th, and they ended up 700 shy.
Oh.
But a lot of people there said it was because of the way that they were registering people.
It was a mix-up,
and it was a big mess. It was just a big mess.
Yeah.
And I guess when you're trying to register that many people, it just wasn't organized well enough, and they fell 700 short.
Right.
In Bowie's case, they're like almost 2,000 short.
Oh, wow.
And so they had to call it off because a check for $12,000 was due. Because that's how much Guinness wants from you in order to make sure that the record is correct. They send people.
What?
And these people would be like counting and doing all kinds of things. So they had to come up with $12,000 by a certain time. And when they ran the numbers and they knew they were like 2,000 short, they weren't going to shell out $12,000.
Well, no.
And according to the internet, people on the internet are saying, well, it's because you guys wanted $15 per person.
Oh,
yeah, they were charging a $15 fee.
Right.
And so, yeah, that's not going to happen. So another El Paso reunion is not going to be able to break the record.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, for the most alumni at a reunion. I know. So sad. But still. Hola, Bowie. Bowie, Bowie, go. I think those are the words to their song. I think they are. I could be wrong. I'm sure somebody will correct me.
No doubt.
If I am. But I think that's on there. And then the
go
other.
Go, Bowie.
Go, go, go. Don't forget that one. And the other is UTEP. Oh, all these UTEP students, they are like up in arms. I mean, it's almost like pitchfork time.
About what?
Like, it's almost like.
We must do something about this.
There's
immediately.
No rumping?
Immediately.
Because UTEP is eyeing a tuition hike.
Oh. Mm.
A tuition and fee hikes.
Yep.
For the next 2 years. So they want to raise tuition a little over 6% for the upcoming school year, and then they want to raise it for another 6% for the upcoming school year after that. So it'd be like almost a total of 15%.
Yikes.
Over the next couple of years that they want to raise tuition. And they keep pointing to the fact that, well, right now there's no cheaper school like in the country, and certainly not in the UT system.
Right, exactly,
you know?
Yeah.
But still, I mean, you hit somebody hard that quickly, one right after the other.
Those are two huge.
Those are huge potential hikes. So,
yeah.
You know, they've been having a back and forth discussion. They had one of those things like the city does, where they're like, hey, come and talk to us, tell us how you feel, and then we'll do what we want to do.
You know, every time they tell us that anybody, any entity says, I want to raise taxes, I want to raise fees, I'm like, okay, how have you been getting along before this?
Right.
Because clearly you were.
Yes.
Because stuff has been getting done.
Right.
So, I don't know, 6%?
Yeah, according to information from UTEP, the average tuition and fees at UTEP for the academic year that we're in currently, $7,348. Yeah. And they say, well, it's cheaper than going elsewhere. Well, here's the thing, though. We're not going elsewhere.
I know, right?
So it doesn't matter that it's, you know, that every place else is more expensive.
I know.
I'm living here.
And I'm going to your school.
It's the same when, you know, when the electric company and all these other people try to justify their rate hikes by saying, well, it's more if you live in San Antonio. I don't live in San Antonio. I live right here.
I know. I hate that. So, I hate that explanation.
So, I don't know. It may be less, but either way, I think UTEP students, you're looking at a tuition and fee hike.
Yikes.
No matter what.
Yeah.
Let's just hope when they hike the fee, they have enough parking spots.
Oh. Maybe they're getting ready in anticipation for the new athletic
for
director.
The new, yeah, well, yeah. You
they had to come up with some more money.
You're going to have to get what you pay for, as they say. Kiss FM. Hey, so this Judge Rangel thing.
Yeah.
So it's a video, right, that was produced several years ago because friends and coworkers had told Judge Rangel that she should be on TV.
By the way, she could be
the next Judge Judy.
I don't think it was as long ago as she said, because she said it was between, I think, like 2010 or 11.
I think it was 2015. Didn't she say 2015? I think she said 2015.
Yeah, because there's a shot in there that's clearly from the fountains
at
Farrah.
Right. I think she said 2015.
Okay.
I believe so. At any rate, it had gone away, right? So she had this video produced hoping that, you know, some TV people would see it and they'd be like, girl, we got to get you a show. Well, it didn't work out like that. And so for some reason, though, it just went viral recently. I'm sure probably a political thing. That's my theory. It was a political thing. Somebody pointed this video out, which is why the news stations were on it on it yesterday at the same time. Somebody probably mass emailed them a link or that kind of stuff. That's just my theory
as
to why
how did they find
it had
it,
disappeared. Well, people know about these kind of things. People hear things. People, maybe she spoke to somebody about it. Oh, a couple of years ago, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
I don't know how those things go. But clearly, if everybody was on it yesterday and you said that the El Paso Times and NC9 were on the story about the same time, then it was probably some kind of a mass emailing by some anonymous source or another. At any rate, it resurfaced, and now it's getting way more traction than it ever got.
And the video, ironically, might get her a show.
Yeah. Hey, look, I'm willing to give her a show on Mike and Tricia Mornings. If she wants to give people life advice, I would love to have her on.
Well, especially if she's going to talk like she talks in the video.
We could make this a monthly bit, Judge. Let me tell you what, Judge. This is an open invitation. If you want to do Judge Bonnie Court on Mike and Tricia Mornings, we'll let you do Judge Bonnie Court on Mike and Tricia Mornings.
Well, maybe she is ready to retire.
That's
why it came out.
Well, she's running for re-election, though.
Is she?
Yes, she is.
Okay.
So here it is. Here's a portion of the video, because it's like almost 5 minutes long. Here are some of the stellar mock courtroom moments.
And now, on Judge Bonnie's Family Court, you be the judge. Who do you side with? The 13-year-old who wants her parents to pay for her birth control pills? Or her parents who say she's too young to be having sex?
Mom and Dad, let's do this. Let's show her video of a birth with a that's stretching to the size of a watermelon. We can show her pictures of is oozing with pus due to some sexually transmitted disease.
Your Honor, I gotta tell you, they're doing it everywhere. They're doing it on the tables, on the dance floor, in the stairwells, even in the bathroom.
On the dance floor? Que cochinos. Commissioner, did you see the smiley face on Chuck's penis?
Oh, yes. Yes, Your Honor.
Did you know that Happy Face Chuck kills his lovers?
What?
Yeah, those are the mock courtroom moments, the highlights of the almost 5 minute video.
The Lord, is it
that
hilarious.
I pieced together. And I can't believe that she found the dance floor more cochino than the bathroom.
Than the bathroom,
or
I
any
know.
Of the other things that Tony Montana wannabe mentioned.
Yeah, the bathroom, ew.
Yeah. Yeah, see, now, I don't think she got a show, not because, and by the way, Judge Rangel, I sentence you to acting lessons. I don't think she got the show because that's not very Judge Judy-like, man.
No.
Judge Judy is mean.
Yeah, she is.
Judge Judy cuts you off. Judge Judy shouts you down.
Judge Judy tells you to stop peeing on her leg and telling you it's raining.
That's right.
I watch Judge Judy.
Judge Judy wants you to show her the receipts. She's way too motherly. That's why she didn't get a show. That's why that video got no traction.
I don't think she's too motherly.
She was trying to give motherly advice.
I don't think she's motherly. I think it's a little, you know, metiche. I think it's a little gossipy.
Yeah.
I think that's why it's like.
But not gossipy enough.
I know, right?
Because gossip works, and it wasn't gossipy enough.
Apparently not.
Like, I got no names. Like, who was that commissioner? That saw Smiley's penis. Now, who was that? I want to know these kind of things. See? That's the problem. But, Judge Judy is way meaner than that. Kiss FM. By what nickname do you call your significant other? Why? I'm curious. Those are the kind of things that I think about at night as I doze off to sleep.
What do you call your wife?
See, I don't have a nickname for her. Well,
yeah.
I do. I guess I do. Yeah. And by the way, there's a difference between a nickname and words of endearment.
Right, exactly.
Sweetie and babe don't count. Those are not nicknames.
No, that's a term
I call
of
her
endearment.
Curly Sue.
Do you?
Yeah. I call her Curly Sue.
Okay.
Because, you know.
Because she got the curlies.
Her hair's curly.
I love her hair.
Wavy curly.
Dude,
curly wavy.
One
so
of these
I call
days,
her Curly Sue.
I'm going to scalp that woman and take her hair.
Yeah?
She's got great hair.
That's how we flirt. I'll be like, hey, Curly Sue.
Oh, my God. You're going to need to stop.
It's PFAS.
No. Stop.
Sup?
Don't bring us into this weirdness. Don't bring us into this weirdness. I'm trying to eat breakfast.
880-9393 or the Mike and Tricia Facebook page. Again, like nicknames.
Yeah, not a term
you know,
of endearment.
Like Fun Size McGee.
Yeah.
That's a nickname.
Fun Size McGee.
Babe, Sweetie, Pumpkin Pie. Those are words of endearment.
Yeah.
880-9393 or the Mike and Tricia Facebook page. That's the handle that one of our 17 listeners goes
Fun
by.
Fun Size McGee.
Yeah.
I know.
On Facebook.
That's why
it was the first thing that came to my mind. You see, because she's short.
Yeah.
And she loved the McGee character in NCIS.
Right, right. So she's Fun Size McGee.
And that's why her nickname is Fun Size McGee. Okay. See, that's what I mean.
Yes.
Okay. Kiss FM. Hi, Elena.
Hello.
So Elena's going to tell us about the significant other nickname that she has, because that's what we're asking about this morning online and on the radio. So what is it, Elena?
So I call my husband, he's my Snape, like the Harry Potter character.
Oh, S-N-A-P, Snape.
You're Snape.
Okay, Snape. But I don't know anything about Snape. Harry Potter, so why?
So in the books and in the movies, Snape is like the least liked character out of everybody. He seems to like pick on Harry Potter. He's mean, he's rude, he's just not a very delightful person, but...
And you like your husband, right?
I love him with all my heart.
But...
So towards the end of, you know, the series, you realize that why Snape is the way that he is, and he does it really, truly because, for all the right reasons, he does it all out of love, and my husband, he puts on this very... like tough persona where people think that he doesn't care about anyone or anything, but he really does. And when it comes down to it, he does everything for the right reasons, and it's the person that you want on your side. So
okay.
So that's kind of like Snape. Snape is at the end, you end up loving him and you cry when he dies.
Oh, spoiler alert,
I can spoil
oh
that.
Oh, my God, Elena.
It's been 20 years.
Oh, my God, I haven't seen that one.
I was reading the books.
Oh, man. That's like me.
I know.
I kid because I care.
I know.
Exactly.
Everybody thinks you have a black heart.
But I don't.
Really, it's just kind of great.
All right, Elena, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Mike and Tricia Mornings. For more, visit KissElPaso.com or download the 93.1 Kiss FM app for free to your iPhone or Android.